Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, September 25, 2008. Thursday morning, Israeli troops detained three Palestinian residents from the West Bank village of Ne'alin near Ramallah. Also today, an Israeli military court sentenced the Gaza PFLP leader to a 12-year-long imprisonment. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. On Thursday morning, Israeli troops invaded the West Bank village of Ne'alin with a heavy barrage of gunfire. Clashes erupted between the soldiers and the locals, but no casualties were reported. However, three Ne'alin residents were detained. Also on Thursday, an Israeli military court sentenced Ali Al-Kafarna, a local leader of the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine in Gaza, to 12 years of imprisonment. Al-Kafarna, of the northern Gaza Strip city of Beit Hanun, was claimed wanted by the Israeli military during the First Palestinian Intifada of 1987. Al-Kafarna moved to Syria but returned to Gaza in 1995 upon the establishment of the Palestinian National Authority. Al-Kafarna was detained during an Israeli troops invasion into Beit Hanun city in 2006. At the political level, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas was quoted by the London-based Al Hayat newspaper as saying that, quote, "Hamas can never outlaw me and I'm against the armed resistance," end quote. Abbas' remarks came after some Hamas officials in Gaza said that Abbas will be an illegitimate president as his term ends in January 2009. Meanwhile, a special Israeli ministerial committee released a list of possible Palestinian prisoners for prisoner exchange. Israel is expected to swap these prisoners for the Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit, captured in Gaza since June 2006. In June 2006, Hamas and two other Gaza factions managed to capture Shalit during a cross-border attack in the southern Gaza Strip. This attack was followed by a ruthless Israeli army response under the now outgoing Prime Minister Ehud Olmert, who's expected to sign the newly prepared list. Thank you for joining us from occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Rami Al-Mighari and George Shmawi.